Pnimius in the Daf, Gemara Brachos, Daf Zayin. Gemara Namad Aleph is in the midst of a discussion about the moment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his Za'am, his anger, that Bilam HaRasha, he knew how to determine this moment every day that occurs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his anger, and if Bilam would have cursed the Jewish people during that time, says the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Lo Nishtair Misonehem Shal Yisrael Sarad Ufalit, that there wouldn't have been a leftover remnant for a survivor from the Jewish people at all. It would have been a horrible destruction. The curse would have been effective. So Kaddish Baruch Hu, in his great kindness, didn't get angry during those days when Bilam was trying to curse us. The Gemara gets into the details of how do you know that this moment exists, and you know, how long is this moment? The Gemara says the Imas Rasach, and when is that time? What's the siman? How will we know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry? So Abaye answers, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, "Bahanach tlas shai kamaisa." It's during those first 3 hours of the day. It's a moment during that time. Ki chivra karbalta detarnagola. When the comb of the rooster is white, when the crest of the rooster is white, v'ka'i achad kara, and it's standing on one foot. When the rooster's crest turns white, and when it stands on one foot, at that moment is that specific moment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry. So the Gemara says, hold on. Kol shaysa v'shaysa nami ka'i achi. What do you mean? It often stands like this, I guess, with the white comb and on one foot. Right? Those days they were more common with roosters, so they knew how roosters were. This is a little foreign to us. So kol shaita ispe shiraike sumake. So the Gemara answers, no. The rest of the time, there's like red streaks in it. He shies up, but during that time, lispe shiraike sumake. There's not the red streaks. Okay. It's obviously a Gemara that's begging to be understood, and it's begging to have a perish. What's going on here? Why specifically is that the siman for HaKadosh Baruch Hu being angry? What does a rooster have to do with it? What does the white have to do with it? What does the red have to do with it? What is it standing on one foot? So, the Ben Yoyada, and we'll start with the Ben Yoyada and then we'll veer, the Ben Yoyada has an approach on Pnimius and what's going on here. And the Ben Yoyada explains a very important yisod. He says the word tarnagol, the concept of a tarnagol, of a rooster, actually has a specific relationship in Kabbalah. He quotes that in the Arizal, the tarnagol, the sachvi, represents Gavriel. The Malach Gavriel is sometimes referred to as Sachvi. What he's referencing is the Kavana by the Bracha of Hanesan Sachvi Vino, that it's a reference to Gavriel. What he doesn't quote is actually the word Sachvi, Sin Chaf Vav Yud, is actually the Gematria of Malach Gavriel when you put it together. So it's a reference to Gavriel. Gavriel is the Malach of Hashem, is the Shaliach, the angel of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that does the acts of Gevura, that does, you know, acts that require strength, whether it's, you know, to, you know, inflict punishment or retribution. He comes up in Chazal, you know, in these contexts to fulfill Hashem's Ratzon, when Hashem's Ratzon is that of Din, when it's that of judgment, when it's that of punishment, of harshness. So he explains the following. The way the Ben Yoyada explains, he says, why is the rooster, who's a reference to Gavriel, standing on one foot? He says, because we know that the 2 feet, the Shtei Raglayim, one of them is corresponding to chesed, to kindness, and one of them corresponds to gevura, to strictness, to din, to judgment. So, and right, that's why the halacha often says to, you know, we should give a priority to our right foot. We want to give a priority to the chesed when we're getting dressed. You want to put your right foot on before your left. Your right shoe on before your left shoe. You wanna, you know, according to some poskim, that even applies to your right pants leg over your left pants leg. There are certain mitzvahs where you want to dafka do it with your right hand. So on a pshat level, it's because of chashivas. If your average person is a righty, it's chashivas to pick up something, you know, food that you're making a bracha with, with your right hand. But on a deeper level, it's coming to say that we want the chesed, we want the kindness of the bracha to overpower the gevura of the din. And it's important to put the right over the left. And that's why the few things that we do with our left, we darshan out why we do. It's always acts of binding, right? We tie our tefillin onto our left, right? That we, you know, an act of binding is an act of gevura, of din, of restriction, as opposed to an act from the right side is that of kindness, that of chesed. So he says, so let's get back to the rooster. So the rooster stands on one foot means it's standing on the gevura. The way Rav Itzchak Morgenstern actually presented this very same idea was, he said, Gavriel, if you look at his name, there's two components of the name. There's the gevura, gever, there's the gevura, the strength, the din, the judgment, the harshness, and Kael. Kael is one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name of Rachamim. So all the malachim end in Kael, because ultimately all their shlichuses come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim, whether it's Michael or Uriel or Raphael, but Gavriel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Kiviyachot, to stand only on one foot, only on your gevura side. Don't stand on your Kael side. Don't stand on your chesed. Stand on the gevura. It's a moment of gevura. Okay. And then the Ben Yehuda continues, and he says, and why, you know, does the, why is there, at that moment, why are there no red streaks in the comb of the rooster? So also in Kabbalah, the concept of red is that of judgment and harsh decrees. We know this even by the Seir La'Azazel, that there was a red string tied to it, and then when the Jewish people were, had a kapara, it became white. Right? White is always chesed and kindness. So he says, it doesn't make sense. If this is a moment of gevura, says the Ben Yoyada, why is it white right now? Why is the comb of the rooster white? It should be red. It should dafka be a time when it does have red streaks. So he explains an important idea. He explains, when the world is in a state of gevura, when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry for that moment, when he is taking a din on the people, when he is acting harshly and punishing people for what they need to be punished for, at that moment, what's upholding the world? Because if you think about it, what usually upholds the world? Hashem's chesed. Right? Hashem, olam chesed yivan. Hashem built the world out of chesed. Chazal tell us that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world out of din, and he saw that the world couldn't be miskayim, so he had to be mishatef, the midah of rachem, the midah of chesed. He had to incorporate that into the bria, into creation. So if at a specific moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not acting with chesed, what's upholding the world? Says the Ben Yoyada, he says, there's this whiteness, there's what he calls a loven ha'elyon. It's a Kabbalah concept that there's a supernal chesed, that there's a lofty kindness that comes up that even is higher than any din, than any judgment. And the way to explain it is the following. There is no bigger act of chesed than sometimes having to act with din. If a child is running to the middle of the street, as we mentioned, and there's a car coming, you might have to do an act of gevura and push a child and knock him down to the floor. That's an act of gevura. That's a strict act. But ultimately, that's truly an act of chesed. What's upholding the world during a time of din? It's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even in that moment of din, there's a loving, there's a lightness. And we actually see this by other examples with Gavriel specifically, that's part of his tafkid. The pasuk describes how when Moshe Rabbeinu was put in the basket and he's going down the Nile, so the pasuk calls him a yeled and then calls him a nar. It says, right, that there's a yeled in the river, v'hine nar bochai. So all the Rishonim get involved. Gemara gets involved. Everyone gets involved about what does it mean that this was a yeled, that it was a nar. Why does it switch the terminology? The Ramban has a few approaches. One of his approaches, he quotes a Medrash Agadah, where Malach Gavriel came to Moshe Rabbeinu and gave him a patch, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a very mature baby and he was very okay with his fate. And he was sitting in this basket going down the Nile and he was good. Okay, this is my fate. So Malach Gavriel says, no, you need to cry out, because if you cry out, this Bas Paro, who's coming down to the water, will hear you, she'll extend her arm, she'll save you. So Gavriel comes and gives Moshe a patch. Now, one could easily say, hitting a baby is an act of gevura. It is a mean, harsh, din act, an act that only somebody who's in the most angry state, or you can say, no, that when you hit a baby, if there's a tachlis for it, then it could be a chesed. For example, a doctor who hits a baby to make it cry, to make it take its first breath, that's a big chesed. But if you isolate the act, it looks like an act of gevura. So let's go back to our moment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry now. If you isolate the act, explains the Ben Yoyada, if you're looking at the act, and you just see, look, this is the Tarnagol, this is Malach Gavriel, he's only standing on one leg, he's acting with anger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting angry at the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing the world for everything we do wrong. It's a moment where the Rogez and the Za'am of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so present that if someone were to curse us, it would destroy everything. He could undo everything good we've done. It's, you know, it's where our sins are on the forefront and everything is noticeable. And things are difficult and challenging. But at that moment, we have to recognize that the comb of the rooster is white. That that's the deepest chesed. The fact that Hashem can act with gevura with us when he needs to is the biggest act of chesed. And that there's a chesed that's really underlying the whole process. And that, although, yeah, sometimes we suffer, and sometimes we struggle, and sometimes we feel like we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas adin in our life, and we feel the pain, and we feel tragedy, and we feel difficulty in our life. Ultimately, we have to recognize that, that's coming from the comb of the rooster. It's coming from the white comb, that there's not even a streak of red in there. That there's no actual anger against us, that there's no actual revenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take on us, punish us for our things. It's part of the system you put in place. Ultimately, is a big chesed for us, and ultimately, to make the bria the way it needs to be. And the haraya, look what happens in this Gemara. The biggest proof is in that Gemara. There's one time where that moment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, takes retribution on everything that we do wrong, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have acted the way he normally does, kiviyachol, if Hashem would have acted in his teva, if you could say such a thing, the whole Jewish people would have been destroyed. So at those moments, Hashem says, fine, today I won't get angry. Just to show that it's all coming from this great lofty chesed. And that's what he closes. He says, Redafka, ki harotan elyon miskal lamala b'matzach elyon. These are Kabbalistic terminologies, but he's saying that on the top level is where this Raton Elyon is being Niskala. And we should all be Zocha to be able to recognize all the Gevura and all the Din and all the time that Malach Gavriel needs to come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu and enact some sort of Din V'cheshbon against us, to recognize that it's all part of a Chesed. It's all part of a deeper plan. That Gavriel, even when he doesn't seem to have that Kael in his name, even when he just seems to be the Malach of Gevura, that he doesn't have any Rachamim, that ultimately what's holding up the whole world then is the fact that there's a chesed that's above all of that, and that's the chesed that Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, that Hashem is going to take care of us, and they'll never let anything truly go wrong for us. And that should be a chizuk, a source of inspiration for us, and a source of chizuk.